Morning, everybody. What we're doing today, we started yesterday is I covered San Diego with the group, and then the coordinators went through and started our work on Pittsburgh and tried to get a jump on the scouting report, the first and second down information, the first and second down plan, and then today is trying to fuse reviewing that and introducing the third down, the red zone, 2 minute, everything's condensed. So got to try to push a lot of information through, push a lot of adjustments and game plan specific things through here today, and we'll review it tomorrow. It'll be a little different than a typical Saturday would be prior to the game, but it's the same for both teams. And obviously with Pittsburgh, there's a lot to get ready for. And we had our problems last game, problems that they create week in and week out, whether it's defensively, the different combinations of rushers that they bring, the effectiveness of the rushers, even when they're bringing four second and sacks and number one against the rush, they're able to create a lot of negative plays there. And they created some negative plays against us. They had the two sacks late for strips, and there's some negative plays in the running game, kind of the same thing, generating that through pressure. So being able to identify where they're bringing it, picking it up, and then being able to move forward from that. Offensively, I think they're still very explosive from a running game perspective, with Mendenhall averaging 5 yards a carry. That causes issues, and you got to do certain things to try to stop the run, which opens up some things in the passing game. And the one thing with Ben, whether it's been my time here or New York or New England, is he's able to generate so many plays that go longer than the standard play would. Very strong in the pocket, he's elusive in the pocket, and the receivers do an excellent job reading out and creating some opportunities, and it hit us two or three times last game, and that's something you have to deal with, something that everybody deals with, and he's outstanding at it. I think on special teams, really creates some problems in the return game with Stephon Logan, and he's elusive, he can change direction, he can get the wide side of the field, he's got that type of speed, and you just see him progressing as the season goes on, and some explosive plays there. So with that, open up to questions.
Coach, does the absence of Polamalu ease your mind at all, and how different is that defense without him?
Well, he's outstanding. I think he's just watching him, remembering him in college and seeing the things he did. And I know he got off to a little bit of a slow start when he first came in. I don't know how much he played as a rookie. I can't remember. I don't think it was a full-time type situation. But he's great instincts. Great instincts, both run and pass. Saw the play he made on Josh's throw, where he's able to cut in front of the ball and make the interception. He's difficult to pick up as a blitzer. He's got really good instincts in the running game. He's a sure tackler. And the passing game, he makes some plays. I think it was Tennessee. Was it the first game of the season? That pick he made in that game was special.
Yesterday you said you've been looking forward to this game a long time. I'm going to ask you why, given the Steelers' history recently. And when you mean a long time, do you mean since you got the job or just since the first game you played them?
No, I think that one thing you understand is the consistent rivalry. And I know we haven't been on the plus side of that rivalry, but it doesn't change the emotion that goes into the game. It doesn't change the feeling that goes into the game. Remember the Pittsburgh games back when I was here the first time and playing them and that feeling. So be able to do that at Browns Stadium, it's something you look forward to.
Did they come into this game reeling themselves? I know you're concerned about your football team, but they've lost four in a row. Do you look at this as an opportunity where you might be able to finally get them, or does that make them a more dangerous team because they might be a little hungrier?
Well, the games they've lost now have been by a total of 15 points. Two of them have been overtime. watched the Oakland game, that last drive, they had a chance to end it with an interception, two pretty amazing catches that sustained that drive. They're a very good football team. They've lost some close games. They know how to win. They're resilient. May not have been reflected here recently, but just in experiencing coming off a really successful season, going to the next season, when you're faced with adversity, it hardens your resolve more so than anything else.
Without Troy, how does their defense change?
You know, they do a lot of things. They've done a lot of things defensively very well for a long time, and those things remain consistent, and they still do them well. And over the course of time, a lot of different players have played in that system and done a great job. They're able to plug the next guy in. He fills a role, and he understands how to fit and the strengths and weaknesses of each of the calls. So I think that you can't. It's hard to replace a player like him, but the next guy will step in and should do a great job.
I think that was the game, the first Pittsburgh game, was one you used Wildcat quite a bit. How has that evolved for you since then?
I know we talked about that a little bit in the weeks following. You add some plays, and some plays may be specific to that week, and you don't carry them through to the next week. Some stay on the call sheet, and you just decide when you want to get back to them. But it's like any specific package. It starts with sort of a core group. You add on things that you like. You try some new things. Some things come off. Some things get added on or stay on. So I think, if anything, it's the package has widened a little bit since the first time we met.
You're using a lot more no huddle now, obviously, than you did at that time. So how does that affect using that Wildcat?
Well, it hasn't really affected it. At this point, Brady comes up, he calls a play, everybody hears the play and goes. It doesn't change who calls the play or any of those things. It's just you do it from the line of scrimmage, and people adjust.
I was going to say, Joe Thomas got this, was named to this USA Football All Fundamentals team, and I don't know why they call it that, but fundamentally, how would you rate him as a left tackle?
Is that his strength,
the fundamentals of the position?
I think most really good players have outstanding fundamentals, and I'm sure they're calling it that because the site is for teaching younger coaches and has different levels. It's actually a great program, and one of the things they emphasize, especially for whether it's the peewee football or whoever it is making sure that the kids really understand the fundamentals of blocking and tackling. And so I think that's how he got the name. I think he's got outstanding fundamentals. I think he plays with a really good base. I think his hand placement and punch is excellent and something he consistently works on. And that's a key part of playing offensive line, is the width of your base and your ability to time up the punch so that you're delivering the maximum amount of blow, especially on a pass rush situation, that you can. And that takes the sting out of the rush. And then you're able to, you're not dealing with the momentum at that point.
At the end of the half, the play before the field goal, seemed there was a one-man rush. Was the thinking there was only time for one play, or what was the thought on that play?
Well, there was only time for one play, and wanted to have a couple guys on the sideline to deal with that, but you also wanted to have enough depth in case they went jump ball, which is those are the two decisions there. Either play for the field goal or you throw it deep and try to get the jump ball and take a chance on if you throw it in bounds, whether or not you can get the play off, the next play off.
Josh Cribbs has said a couple times this week already that if we beat Pittsburgh, 1-11 would be forgiven. That's his perception of the fans' sentiment about this game. Do you believe things should be forgiven if you beat Pittsburgh?
I'm not really looking at it that way, Tony. I'm looking at it as being able to beat Pittsburgh. You know, the things that we're trying to do moving forward are important, and that's built on the progress we've made. Obviously, this is a special game because of who it is, but looking to keep moving forward.
What are the reasons that he has thrown only one pass since the Pittsburgh game?
Who, Josh?
Yeah.
Really haven't. We've had other ones up, haven't been open. So deal is, if it's not open, keep it, and that's a pretty good option.
One of the theories would be that the Wildcat would be harder to defend if the defense had a greater respect for the possibility that he would pass. What about that theory?
Yeah, I mean, one of your receivers, the quarterback. So, yeah, it's just a function of whether or not you can get the guys open, whether or not you can protect it, whether or not whether or not it makes sense. And really, I don't think many teams that run the Wildcat throw with any kind of high percentage. But you want to have it enough so that it's an option, and you got to honor it.
Derek, the case against is always a battle for center. How has Alex Mack progressed this year, especially going against guys with that type of size?
I think Alex gets better each game, and I think the way that he gets better is his comfort level. At first, I felt like he sped things up a lot of times. He wanted to get to assignment, quickly make sure he took care of his job, which is great, but there's a tempo that you have to do that at, and that's pretty common with young guys is, okay, I want to take care of this, and you go quickly, and it's not really the design. You did your job, but it's not really the exact way that you want them to do it, whether it's the combination blocks or pulling or whatever it is. And his comfort level there has increased significantly. His ability to communicate with the rest of the group, his ability to identify fronts, all those things I think have improved. I think his base and his balance and his drive blocking have improved. I've seen significant gains as we've gone throughout the season.
How did he play the first matchup against Hampton?
He did pretty well. It's Hampton is one component of it, but there's so many of these zone blitzes and things like that you can't zero in just on him. I mean, he's a big enough problem, don't get me wrong, but you also have to deal with the linebackers. You have to deal with the potential safety blitzers, the secondary pressures. There's a lot of stuff going on, and it's effective.
All that stuff you just mentioned, this is Brady's first chance to play Pittsburgh. How difficult is that for a quarterback to pick up the first time he plays that defense?
I thought Brady did a really nice job against San Diego last week, and they run quite a bit of zone blitzing. I mean, really, I wouldn't say the percentages are exactly equal, but it's up there, and I thought he did a nice job IDing where the pressure was coming from. He changed some of the calls, some of the protection calls, the line of scrimmage to get us to a point where we had the numbers to pick it up, and that opened up some things. The one thing about him is he'll study it. He'll pick up some things from the first game, even though he wasn't playing, and there's also going to be some variations, some things that are unique to us.
Back to the Pittsburgh game in the 90s, was it just the atmosphere that kind of struck you, or do you remember anything like that you thought, wow, this is different than anything I've ever seen?
Yeah, it was a great atmosphere, and it was a great, not just the atmosphere of the game, but even during the course of the week, the feeling during the course of the week is you feel it. It may not be something that is spoken about, you know, at that point, but it's just understood. It's different. I think that would be one way to describe it. And I think that year, I might have played him three times. playoffs in 94.
Seems like one constant here. Even though there's been some improvement made in certain areas, the one constant is that the team is still giving up a lot of touchdowns and long passes off of screens and short passes. And I'm curious as to why you feel that's still happening.
Well, the last week, the first long play, I know it was the result of us not communicating the adjustment where we're supposed to have a player out in the flat. And then the other thing that we didn't do very well, and what you want to do in the secondary, is if a player has the ball in space, you always have to hold the sideline. What that means is you can't get sealed inside by a receiver down the field because all of your help is coming from the inside out. So you've got to make sure that that player cuts back into where the pursuit is coming from. And we didn't hold the sideline on that play. So not only was there not a player in the flat when they're supposed to be, but then down the field not holding the sideline, there's no chance. You've got no chance.
You know, when you were here the first time, that was really at the very start of free agency. Do you think that these rivalries diminish a little bit in the age of free agency when you got players coming and going as much as they do?
I wasn't here for the period before free agency. Sort of when I entered was free agency, so it's what I've known, and I think the faces may change, but the spirit stays the same.
Is Roethlisberger unpredictable? Is there something about him that makes him unique?
There's a lot about him that makes him unique. He's got great arm strength. He's got tremendous strength. He's got the ability to avoid to his right, to his left, and throw really accurate passes on the move. He can scramble and hurt you that way. We had him last game where they were going to throw a screen. The screen was covered. He was able to scramble to his right, our left, and pick up 13 yards. So had the play covered. He had the awareness, found a seam in the pocket, and picked up 13 yards. I mean, that's not every quarterback can do that. And he's got a real good sense of where the rushers are. Even though he's not looking at the rush, he's got a good feel of where his pressure points are and where he can escape to.
His numbers were still real good in the last game.
His numbers have been good all year. I mean, he's a 100.2 quarterback rating and played him multiple times over a lot of different years, and he's created problems regardless of what team I've been involved in. He's a really good quarterback, and I think he's gotten better each year, not just in the things that he can do from a broken play perspective, but coming up the line of scrimmage, assessing the defense, seeing where the weakness is, and taking advantage of it. And just the mechanics of running the offense, he's got great control of that. And he has the ability, when things don't go well, to make something happen.
I touched on this a little bit yesterday, but can you just talk about how key it's been for Brady Quinn to go now? I think 126 passing attempts without an interception, 7 touchdowns, no interceptions over the last 3 games.
Well, it's been a point of emphasis for us offensively, and not turning the ball over. I know we had the strip sack, but it's, you look at giveaway takeaway ratios and the effect those have on outcomes, it's huge. And being able to protect the football for the passer is really twofold. You've got the presence in the pocket and protecting it from that perspective, and then also the decision making down the field and when to take chances, when not take chances, where you have to put the ball in order to make sure the defensive back doesn't have a chance to get it. So I think that's been positive for us across the board. I think the other thing that's really helped is us taking advantage of opportunities that we've had. At earlier points, I felt like we were dropping really catchable balls. And over the last few weeks, I feel like we've caught some difficult balls. And that's a big distinction.
Thank you.
One more, guys, a little bit about
Robert Royal. How much of his lack of production, I know you might have been expecting more catches from him this year, has been due to the finger and the hamstring and so forth. How much has it been maybe that you're kind of going away from him in terms of your game plan?
No, Robert is Robert's had been bumped up a couple different times throughout the season. He's worked aggressively to get back on the field, and it hasn't gone exactly the way that he's wanted to go from a health perspective. But sometimes that happens. The thing I respect about Robert is he works really hard to get ready to play. And he's a professional in that aspect. He's a professional in the room. He does a good job with his teammates. And I said, I think the one thing that set him back is he had a series of different things that he's had to work through.
Because this defense is probably better than the ones he's faced since he came back to starting again, where is this game going to gauge him on where he's at?
Well, I think actually he's faced some pretty good defenses. Baltimore, Cincinnati, San Diego's defense is good. This is another good defense, different style. But it's going to be a challenge for us offensively. I mean, as a group, because he's one component of it, but number one in rush defense, being able to run the ball effectively, being able to deal with their movement and pressures in order to run the ball effectively, being able to pick up the blitzing linebackers and understanding where they're coming from in order to get the passing game going, taking advantage of balls that are thrown and being able to catch it in tight coverage, because there'll be some tight coverage. I think all those things are going to be challenged this week. It's a good group across the board that can generate a lot of negative plays.